Lead UNF researcher Mike Binder says he couldn't predict how Jacksonville residents feel about police.
Even though you wouldn't necessarily think it, folks feel safe in their neighborhoods. Folks are supportive of JSO. And I think that's the picture that you can pull from this.
78% of respondents say JSO is doing a good job, and 88% say they feel safe in their neighborhood. Pollsters called random cell phone and landlines all over the city. Around 300 adults were surveyed from each of JSO's 6 patrol zones, and responses were weighted to reflect census demographic data. Digging into the numbers, it's clear Southside residents feel safer than residents in the urban core and northwest of downtown. And while 71% of white respondents say JSO does a good job investigating officer-involved shootings, just 44% of black respondents agree. When asked whether officers are courteous and competent, 61% of white respondents strongly agreed, compared to 35% of black respondents. Progressive Coalition activist Wells Todd says he's not surprised about the gap. He's been calling for a community review board to examine police-involved shootings. Todd says in future polls, he'd like to know how people feel about police use of force and how much experience respondents actually have with police. Binder says the 20% of respondents who don't think JSO is doing a good job is still a big chunk of the city's 700,000 adults.
It's certainly worth paying attention to. It's not unanimous support, and there are some differences. And I think that's the thing to keep in mind. But this isn't a case where large swaths of the city have great disdain for JSO.
And regardless of their approval, 93% of all respondents said officers should wear body cameras. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.